top stories from ABC News. A major manhunt is underway for gunmen who shot dead 12 people at the Paris office of the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The two main other suspects, brothers Saeed and Sharif Kouachi, are at large. Police have described them as being armed and dangerous. The Interior Ministry says seven people were arrested overnight, all of them family and friends of the suspects. And there are reports of a second shooting near Paris this morning, injuring a police officer. There is no apparent link to the Charlie Hebdo attack.
Protests and vigils over the attack, the deadliest that France has seen in decades, have been held across the country. French President François Hollande called it a cowardly murder and declared Thursday a national day of mourning. Security has also been stepped up across France in the wake of the attack, with Paris placed on the highest alert.
Just a day after a major bushfire was contained, the Weather Bureau has warned South Australia could experience its heaviest rainfall in 30 years over coming days. The biggest falls, up to 200 millimetres, are expected over higher areas of the eastern Mount Lofty ranges and Flinders ranges. Flooding is also possible in large parts of Western Australia, Victoria and the Northern Territory.
And in the cricket, India trails Australia by 230 runs with 5 wickets in hand, heading into day 4 of the fourth and final test in Sydney.